It's your boy Mike Ruger, and it's Jersey Club for life.
No One Gives a Shit podcast, episode 16 for January 21st, 2018. What's up, everybody? I am D, Latino Tarantino. Today, I'm joined with my lovely cousin, Kayla, coming in all the way from the cold city, New Jersey. What's up?
Hey.
Kat, hey. With the Italian last name. I can never say it.
Ruggiano.
There you go. Ruggiano. And Dirty Day Chico. What's good, man?
What's up, everybody?
And JC's on the computer. Steve's Marvin, whatever your name is on the couch. Lazy. Tapia's on the computer too, and Danny's on camera as usual. Today we got a lot to talk about. Fredo Santana, dead, 27 years old from lean, had liver and kidney failure and went into a deadly seizure. He was found by his girlfriend around 11 p.m. and yeah, he's dead. Dead. A lot of people don't know who this guy is. He came up with Chief Keef. That's his cousin. And he was very close to them, you know, to say the least, their family. But yeah, lean. Lean is not a good thing.
I mean, the thing is, it's so addicting. Because I don't have an addictive personality. And I got addicted to that shit. When it was really? Cheaper. Now that shit is through the roof. And you know what I'm saying? It's not even worth it for me. You know what I'm saying? It's out of my tax bracket.
Yeah. Any of y'all tried lean before?
Yeah.
NyQuil. NyQuil.
Can't compare. Can't compare.
Yeah. All right, Kayla, you from New Jersey. Let's get into it. We got to wake up here. You are bottle service up there at a very cool club in Jersey, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. What is the craziest and most famous stories you have around there?
People are actually cheaper than what you think it is. Really? They want to roll into clubs. We get a lot of drug dealers that just pay up in cash. And they want to roll up with stacks of hundreds, 20s, and then they don't tip you at the end.
Do they tip good at least, the drug dealers?
No.
No?
No.
They're like, shit, we paying this bitch cash.
Yeah, I mean they got their girls rolling up in Louis Vuitton bags, and at the end, they don't want to pay up. They complain about the bottle price. They want to cut on it.
They complain about
that. Damn, when you go to a club and you're paying $350 for a bottle, you know what I'm saying? That you can get for $40 in the store.
I mean, and it's that's not even the prices. Like we have the minimal prices, $200, $250 for premium.
It's all a statement, right? At this point,
this is the scene.
Working behind the scenes is like a statement. To buy a bottle, isn't that just like an image type of thing?
Yeah, yes, it's like they just want to, you know, have the bottle, walk around with it, take a picture with it, snap it for the gram, all for that. Sure. And then they don't want to pay up.
Jesus. But it's a living,
right?
You got
your boss for that.
For real.
He's making about like 100% profit on that bottle.
No, we
like 300%, 400%.
The club? Plus. Well, I mean, we get a percentage of the bottle, so we can't. I mean, some of the girls, they ask. You know, let me get a tip.
Who's the famous, most famous person that you've served up over there?
Oh, I've had a few celebrities. I've had Yo Gotti.
Nice. How was he like? Was he cool?
He was cool. He was out of it. He was high as hell.
Why? What'd he do? What'd he say?
No, like he barely talked. He was just like, he was in the zone. Like I asked him, he was standing on the VIP table and he was supposed to perform, but a fight had broke out on the floor before his performance. So he's standing in the VIP section. Mm-hmm. And he stood on the table, and he was standing on the ice tray. I was like, you want some ice in there?
And he probably thought it was jewelry that he was like trying to.
I don't know, but he was just looking at me. Like he just gave me a stare. Like,
Like what? Like flirting?
No, just stared, just laughed, like just smiled. And I was like, you're good? He's like, yeah, no ice. I was like, all right, no ice.
That's why I'm standing on the ice tray. I don't like ice.
But he had just came.
Unless it's around my neck or on my teeth.
He had just came from a concert. So I think he was like smoking. He was lit. He was definitely lit. I've had A-Boogie. A Boogie with the hoodie.
That dude's, he harmonizes and sings his songs, but that motherfucker's a gangster. That motherfucker rolls deep, beating people up, jumping people.
Oh, he rolled deep that night. He had a whole squad with him.
That's how Brooklyn do, I guess.
What's wrong with harmonizing,
he's
bro?
He's from the Bronx.
Nothing wrong with harmonizing. Oh, God. Just say it.
No, he said it in a good Bone way.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. All right, that's the one time for the show, for Chico. What did he talk about? Did he serve him up to? Like,
I served him. He didn't talk. He just rolled 3 blunts right before his performance going on stage.
What is his liquor of choice?
Ciroc.
What kind?
They had all flavors.
Damn. That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Fucking Ciroc boy over there.
A lot of them like the Ciroc.
Yeah. Who else? Who else you got?
Let me think. That's it for now that I've served.
Okay.
I probably have some more. I just don't remember right
and,
now.
And tell me my favorite. Like, when I used to pop bottles and all that, I would holler at girls, but I would get a kick of hollering at the bottle girls. Like, bagging them as opposed to girls just in the club. Like, I would always try to get the bartender.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
You were one of those?
Yeah. Oh, man. It just seems way better. Feels better.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? But how many times do you get hit on a night?
It depends the event. Because we got the hip-hop event. We got the Hispanic events. But we got the Haitian events. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Stop by six.
I could bag like 10 Haitians in one night.
Oh, God damn.
But I choose not to. But they love you. I mean, they all do. You know, they're all the same. They all do the same thing.
Yeah. All right. What's your favorite event? And I suppose that there's not much tipping on that. Let me not even finish that sentence.
No, definitely hip hop.
Hip hop nights.
Yeah.
Least amount of tips.
No, we do. It depends. You know, the crowd or who the artist is. It all varies. We can't base it off.
Okay.
A category.
All right, but your biggest night so far has been a hip hop night.
I want to say a Hispanic night.
Hispanic. Oh, okay.
I say that, man. The night market is.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
They like to stun a little more just because those people come off fresh off the boat and be just having money. I don't know how. I guess FEMA. I don't know.
They get put down, you know what I'm saying, on the next job on the list. You know, somebody upgrade and they take the shitty job. You know what I'm saying?
They fix roofs. They fix tile. They know how to work with their hands. That's how they get all that money. They do the jobs that people don't want
to
do.
Yo, I swear to God, the Cubans come over here with a fucking, like, truck and a fucking Cuban link and shit.
And a hammer.
Yeah.
And they got it off of a hammer. Just one. How'd you get all that bling? Oh, I see. I said it with this.
Like, I'm a mechanic. I'm this.
They all of them were always a doctor in Cuba. Yeah. Now they come over here and they're making money. You know, they're smart, you know.
I
said this before. I can't go to another country and make $1 million. Like, this. I don't see how that's possible.
Maybe over there in Europe and shit like that.
I guess you gotta know people. Mm-hmm. Gotta know people too.
Always.
Yeah.
That's the Jersey way. The connect. The plug. You gotta know the plug.
Yeah. What else is popping in Jersey? The DJs over there. Everyone in Jersey is either a DJ or a promoter.
Yes. Or a bottle girl. And now the whole stripping thing is coming to the light too. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we have a lot of clubs opening down there. A lot of strippies.
Full nude or just top?
No, top.
Just top?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about down south clubs, man. You ain't gonna find a down south club.
I need it all. All off.
Every while.
All off. You know what they might make? A strip club for plastic silicone dolls now. I heard. That's gonna be the next thing.
Yo, that's a trip, God. Man.
Pull up one of that one of those girls, the dolls that I saw.
And you know what's funny about that, though? Like, I see a lot of posts about that. So I see, like, a lot of people taking that, like, seriously. Like, damn, no. 2 stacks.
They look
for real, though. Like, $2,500. Yeah.
Somebody said, ladies, in 2018, like,
they fuck.
That's
man.
It. Yeah. But, like, when you guys are banned until 2020.
None of y'all shit no more.
But, like, what do you do when they malfunction? You're going to call a 1-800?
Repair.
Sick doll line.
Hey, fix my bitch.
Yeah. It'll be some guy from India. Hello, okay, my name is Billy. What is wrong with the doll? Is the doll's mouth open? Okay. Did you turn it on? Like, your name isn't Billy, you motherfucker.
Go to the site.
Go to the site. Hot Sexy Dolls. Yeah, that's it right there. That they let you choose. It's right there. That they let you choose every type of style that you want.
Oh. You can, like, customize it?
Yeah, you could customize it.
Oh, Jesus. Warranty returns.
Go to shop. Go to shop. This is incredible. And no, this ain't it. Go to the one that Ryan was talking about, the YouTube kid. Find realsexydolls.com, something like that. Real doll sex. It's not a
robot
either.
You know how many websites you're going to come up, bro?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know. No, I didn't know. No. But ever since this. Yo, this is something that I called months ago when this whole man witch hunt was going on.
Oh, my God.
That we're going to get weird about sex in this country, like the way that Japan is. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that these other countries are, that they don't even have sex anymore. They just go to these cuddle parlors and pay girls to cuddle with them for an hour and virtual sex. And now life dolls. It's because these women over here with their bullshit. Keep it up with your bullshit. And this is what's going to happen. Nobody's going to be having sex anymore.
I mean,
isn't there like a birth limit or something like that? I mean, I don't want to sound stupid, but like in Japan instead of China?
There was.
So China.
Like, you think that has anything to like do with the two maybe?
Well, Japan doesn't have a birth limit. China does.
But they don't do that stuff in China, just in Japan?
Yeah, they probably do it in fucking Japan. Here, answer this. Today we're going to have on a special guest. His name is Mike Ruger. He's a social media hood star. And we're going to FaceTime you right now. Mike, he's calling my cousin on FaceTime. What up, Mike? Say what's up to the people. You're on the mic. Mike. Mikey.
Maybe that worked.
Here. I'm going to call him right now.
No, it's reconnecting.
Anyways, this kid has the balls of a fucking ox. He does anything and everything when it comes to promotion and just getting his social media presence strong. Like, his social media game is super strong. We're gonna get him on Skype in a few minutes. Let him know that we're gonna call him. Can you hear us?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you. What's up, Mike?
What's good? Can you see me?
Nah, I can't see you though.
Hold up.
On the line right now, very special guest, viral internet hood star from New Jersey, Mike Ruger. This, like I said before, this man has balls of steel. He does not give a fuck when it comes to promotion and stepping his social media game up. What it do, Mike Ruger? How you doing? Thanks for joining us. What's good?
What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's good, though, bro? Yo, you can see me?
Yeah. We can see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this shit, bro.
For sure, man. What you up to, man? What's going on? What's going on over there in New Jersey? You got the robe on, I see.
Oh, yeah, man. I was just out here macking right now.
Macking.
I just went to a store, and they try to kick the homie out, man. They don't, you know, they be hating on me out here.
What you was trying to do?
I was trying to buy some candy.
What the fuck?
What kind of candy?
Trying to buy some candy or serve some candy?
They're hating on the boy. You heard?
Mm. Yo, we seen that video you did promoting one of your boys in the restaurant. You had the megaphone out again. You just walked in that bitch.
Oh yeah, man. That was Remy Boy Monty, Freddie Wap's colleague. Shout out to Remy Boy Monty. He just dropped that album, Monty Zoo 2.
That's what's up. Now, when you do these skits, do you have like a pretty much a good idea of how you do it, or you already have your formula set, right? Like, you have your megaphone, your robe, or do you like plan it out a little day in advance or whatever?
Nah, just whatever comes to it. And because for example, for that one, he hit my DM like, yo, bro, I just came out with a new album, this and that. It features Fetty Wap. I need that promo. Like, I got you. Yeah. And I sent it like 6 hours later. So sometimes it be, you know, planned out. Sometimes it be freestyle. It all depends. For that one, it was kind of planned out because I knew about it. And he wanted me to do that favor for him.
That's what's up. Did he repost it yet?
Yeah, so I sent him the video. What happened?
Did he repost it yet?
Yeah, he reposted it.
That shit was hilarious, dog.
Yeah.
What's your biggest views to date? You told me yesterday, we talked a little bit, but you told me yesterday that Drake seen one of your posts. But what's your biggest video that you have the most views, most likes, and all that?
It would have to be the one where I got choked out at 7-Eleven for doing that Jersey Club for Life dance. My neck still hurts.
Hey, could you sue anybody on there or what?
Nah, man, I don't sue nobody.
That's what's up, dog. You see that? Yo, you were born and raised in Jersey, right?
I was what?
Born and raised in Jersey?
Yes, sir. Born in Elizabeth. That's raised in Elizabeth. All I know is Jersey.
That's all you know. All right. And you Hispanic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but nah, none of that Jersey Shore shit.
Thank God. What do you feel about Jersey Shore coming back?
We don't fist pump where I'm from.
Nah.
Over here either. They got them
niggas
boys over here now
fist.
Doing a reunion
show.
Niggas
get hit with the fist, or we don't fist pump.
Well, how do you feel about that reunion show coming to Miami? The Jersey Shore shit.
Yo, I'm with it, man. I'm down. I've been in Miami once in my life. I'm definitely trying to go back.
Yeah. Would you crash the Jersey Shore reunion shit that they're going to do over here or what?
Sure. Hell yeah, I'll crash that shit. Let me know how you really do it.
With the megaphone.
For real.
With the megaphone.
Yo, your robe collection is sick, dog. How many robes do you have on deck, and are they Versace, and where does that inspiration come from?
Oh, that's a leather robe.
I got about 5. I got the 6th one coming from Amazon right now.
Damn. Yo, you should be sponsored by them. By one.
No,
of them
wait. Correction. Bye. My bad. Don't get it fucked up. Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Hey, they just premium. Raised the prices. Yeah.
And they all satin.
I had to add that Prime in this shit.
They all satin and silk.
Yeah, they all silk. I make sure I get that silky one. If it ain't silk, it ain't touching my body.
Ah. Yeah, I hear you. You got good taste, man. Is that like influenced by Hugh Hefner, or where does that come from?
For the ladies.
Nah, he got more bitches than me.
Well, he had more bitches than you. I'm sure you have more now.
He got way more bitches than me. Nah, but it came usually from me being around the house, because I usually wear that around the house. And one day, my mans picked me up to go eat. And he was like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And I wasn't even ready. So when he came, he was outside. And I'm like, bro, give me like 10 more minutes. He was like, nah, man, come outside, hurry up. I'm in a rush. So I got so mad at him. I'm like, bro, just give me a second. He's like, nah, bro, either you coming or I'm out. So I got so mad, I just went outside like that. And he just looked at me like, bro, you for real? I'm like, yo, you never gave me a chance to get ready, man. So let's be out. He was like, fuck it. So we went out to eat, and ever since then, I just got comfortable going outside with it.
Yo, did he wear sneakers, or did he go out in chancletas?
Yeah, usually wear sneakers, right?
Sometimes I wear the chancletas, but we in the middle of January in Jersey, so I gotta chancleta. Wear shoes.
Yo, how dope would it be if you got sponsored by a robe company?
That'd be dope as hell. I get hella free robes.
Yeah, with your initials on them.
Facts. Oh, you just gave me an idea.
That's what I do. That's what we're here for. That's why we're connecting and chopping it up right now.
Hey, yo, Lou, write that down. Initials on my robe.
That's right. We was going to do it as a gift anyway for coming on the show, but there you go. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yo, that's how we do it down here, man. Whenever you're ready to come to Miami, we got the red carpet. Silk. It's going to be silk, though, the carpet. We're going to have the red carpet out here.
I'm with it. She's going to feel like Christmas when I touch down.
All day. And we got the Christmas trees to go with it.
Hey. I love getting presents.
That's what's up. Hey, the name Mike Ruger, where's it come from?
My first name, Michael.
Right, okay. I could have guessed that one.
And my last name is Rugalio.
Ah, Rugalio, okay. I thought it came from like Ruger, like the strap, the gun.
I'm on probation, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, right, there you go.
One of these words that you speak of.
I hear you. It comes from your last name. That's good. And you Hispanic, right? You from
I'm from Spain and Chile.
And you speak Spanish fluently.
Chi-chi-chi, le-le-le.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm from, Sí, hablo bastante español.
That didn't sound good at all, but yeah, you're speaking up. You speaking up.
Yo. Hey, man, the only Spanish I spoke was at home, so I be trying to get my Spanish lingo on.
Yeah. Yo, when I went to high school in New York, in Brooklyn, When I was coming up, it was a real stigma to speak Spanish, like in school and shit. We only spoke it with our parents and shit. Is that still the case over there? Did that still go
on? Yeah, same shit. Either you speak it at home or you learn it in school. But the way they learn it in school is bullshit, man. It's like Spanish 101. Like, you don't learn shit.
And why you think that is, though? Why you think the stigma of, like, Spanish is still kind of, I don't know, just hidden over there up north?
I don't know why, man, because in class, the most they'll teach you is, like, agua or siéntate.
Or cállate.
Like, bro, I feel like I was in a ED class, man. That shit was not, like, good at all.
But in the streets, too, right? In the streets, is it lightening up a little bit? I mean, I know the Dominicans, they act like they're still in Santo Domingo. In New York.
Nah, it's like that here too, man. We got a spot in Elizabeth. Boy, Dominicans be heavy out here, nah. And they act like they're back at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, though, because I fuck with them. But what you just said is true, though. They still act like that.
That we got to break that, man, because, you know, that's what we are, bro. That's what we are. And that's why I like shining lights on dudes like you doing it for the Spanish. You know, even though you don't rep it like that, but like... Just the root.
Nah,
part of it.
But now that you mention it, I have been thinking about doing more skits in Spanish. That's what that's why I started doing more Selena skits. You know,
those shits are dope.
What's a Selena skit about?
Like when I usually, you know, sing her songs walking into public places. You know how I did, like my boy Remy Boy Monty with his album.
Yeah.
Well, instead of just announcing an album, I walk in singing her songs.
That's hilarious. Which one?
Bitty bitty bum bum.
That's hilarious, dog. Good shit,
that's
man.
So I try to, you know, bring more Spanish into it, and that's the only reason why I'm doing it, you know.
Good. Yeah, keep it up, and you've been making moves. You have how many followers at this point? Organic, real followers. These are not bought, by the way.
It'll be 26.4K right now.
Nice. And
what was the video that made him jump?
What was the video that made you jump? Like that popped it all off.
Like I said, the one at 7-Eleven where I got choked out, but it was more so people reposting it and tagging me.
Right. Okay.
Like it was like a few celebrities who posted it and bloggers who DM'd me. I mean, they're not as big as Worldstar, but they're up there.
Yeah.
So they would like post my shit. One was Shaq. He posted it. When he posted me and tagged me, that's when I went up to like 7,000-8,000 in like 2 days.
Oh shit. Yeah. Shaq came
through. So he showed me love. Yeah, like he DM'd me first. Because we have a mutual friend from Jersey. He posted it. He don't have as much followers, but it was, he battle raps. His name is Shotgun Shug.
Yeah, I know Shug.
He's very known in the battle world. And he posted my shit. And when he posted the video, he's related to Shaq. That's Shaq's uncle. So when he posted it, Shaq follows him. So he saw it. And he DM'd me like, bro, I just saw your page on Shug's page. I mean, I just saw your video on Shug's page. I think you're hilarious. So I'm watching TV, and when I get that DM, I'm like, man, this better not be a fan page. So I'm like, it just says Shaq. So when I went to my DMs, I clicked on his name, and it directed me right into his like real profile. And I'm like, oh shit, it's really Shaq. So we started talking. I wrote back saying like, yo, you gassing me right now, big bro. And then he was like, nah, not
He's
even.
Like, no, I really think you're funny.
He probably said it just like that.
You know my
No, he probably said it just like that. I think you're hilarious.
You gotta
and I'm like, yo, you can do
too.
Me a solid, yo, you can post my shit. They're like, bet, give me 5 minutes. And sure enough, in 5 minutes, he posted it.
That's gangster, dog. That's gangster. Shout out to
Shaq.
Yeah,
he got about 8 million followers.
That's what's up. All right, good. And then your dance, too. You have one that you do like a dance that you're aggressively skiing, it looks like. Some shit.
Aggressively skiing. Yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot. The Jersey Club for Life dance.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, how did that come about?
Yeah. It came when I was at a bar with a friend. We was in, like, our fourth Heineken. And afterwards, that's when we went to go do it.
Okay, and you just came up, you freestyled that shit? I mean, it's not a motherfucking Jabberwocky routine, but...
Show it.
You know what I mean? Did you freestyle shit?
It came to me one night when I went home. I was listening to the Jersey, because I always listen to Jersey Club in my playlist, and I was listening to that specific one, which is very big out here in Jersey, especially if you went to house parties. And the beginning says hands up, and then the beat drops. So from the hands up, you know, I listened to the what the song was saying, and then once the beat dropped, that's when I started doing the whole aggressive skiing dance.
That's funny. That's funny. We're gonna link that shit up there too. How are you going about getting your social media game strong, like to the next level? Like, are you politicking out there? Like, what are you? What's your next moves as far as stepping the shit up in your social media game?
Facts. For one thing, you got to network. Like, I be having at least 3 DMs a day, people trying to work. You know, and if you're down to work, I'm down to work too. So we basically, you know, I try to be consistent. That's like the main thing that people tell me, is just be consistent. And try to use at least that 1 minute of video that Instagram allows you to do.
Wow. Yeah, word.
You know, I don't like to half-ass anything. If Instagram allows me a minute, why am I going to entertain y'all for like 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So I try to entertain y'all for the whole minute.
No doubt, no doubt. That's what I say to most dates when I go out. When the date goes good, the date goes good. By the end of the night, listen, I'm gonna give you a minute.
Fuck, if not, we leaving after the appetizers.
That's it. And don't come back at 6 a.m. to cuddle.
You heard it? Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Drizzy Drake. And he was lurking on your story, you said one time, right? On one
of your videos? He was lurking more than my ex-girls were, man. He was in there.
But you think that... I don't know. Did he like one of your posts at least, or he was just lurking?
No, it came from a blogger that he follows. He posted one of my shits. I mean, like I said, he's not as big as World Star, but they up there. And it's a celebrity blogger called It's Biscuit. You know, shout out to It's Biscuit.
He posted
one of my videos, and Drake fucks with him. So Drake saw it, and from there Biscuit tagged me in the caption. So I guess Drake just went in the caption, clicked on my name, and just from there scrolled down my page and clicked on my IG story.
Okay. Maybe he thought that if you screenshotted him lurking on your story that you would repost that.
Probably. I did, though. Fuck out of here.
Okay, yeah. Then we think alike then. Good.
He's stupid. Damn right I was going to do that.
Yeah, it's Biscuit. Doesn't he have a podcast now with Murder Mook?
Mm-hmm, Murder Mook, and I forgot the other white boy's name.
Yeah, I seen that. It's called Take It
Easily Offended.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I saw that on your page too. You're really big in the battle world, dog. I've been into the battle rap game since 2010. You know what I mean? So I saw you had a video there, the last maybe the URL shit that they had. You was there. You did one of your videos with Hollow. Washer Lit, right? That's what it was.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Shout out to Biscuit, because that's his lingo. I got that from him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's Biscuit shit. He has clothes that says wash. The link is in his bio at his Biscuit. I usually got it from him, so I DM'd him. I'm like, bro, I'm a take that wash to Lit, and I'm going to run with it in my own style. And he gave me his blessing. He was like, yo, no doubt. Go ahead. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm just like, you know, not helping him, because he don't need my help, but basically just expanding his lingo.
Right. Yeah, well, you say it exaggeratedly fucking loud as fuck.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Hollow was there like, fuck, he didn't know what to do. He was like, yo, guess I'm lit.
He wasn't expecting that.
Nah. That's up.
That's my nigga. I fuck with him.
Alright, so Washer Lit is a clothing brand or some shit, and you just you got the blessing from his Biscuit to run with it, support it, promote
Facts.
It. You know what I mean? I tell everybody down here that we need people like you down here as far as like how fearless you are to fucking promote anything, your social media presence, a new song or a fucking brand. You're the fucking perfect one, man. You need to be getting fucking bills for this. You should have invoices for everybody who's trying to get you to do a post for them.
You know what I mean? Facts. Nah, hell yeah, man. You know, nothing's for free. Like, might as well. So everybody who hits my DM, they kind of figured it's not for free. Like, today, like, 3 people hit me up after that Monty post that I did, and they asked me, yo, I'm coming out with a mixtape, how much would it be?
Yo, I was gonna say that shit. You gotta rep that No Gas podcast, Dirty Day Chico, everybody up in here.
Oh, I got you
for sure, man. I appreciate it. Oh yeah, our dog Chico here, he's Chilean too. You know what I mean?
Oh, he
Sam
is?
Too?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Everybody
it
over here.
It was crazy. Whenever I find, let me see him, because whenever I see somebody who's Chilean, I get kind of like, oh shit.
Do I know you?
We don't got too many of ours.
Are we cousins?
We got two Chileans here in the house. There's one back over there too. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Chico. That's
what's up. Oh, word.
Santiago, Viña del Mar.
Yeah,
Mar,
my pops is from Santiago, Chile too.
Yeah, that's where my pops
from.
La capital. He's from Inglaterra and over there, you know what I'm saying? In Independencia.
Yeah, my mom is from Angola.
Okay.
Okay. You go over there a lot? You been over there back since?
Yeah, I've been there 5 times.
I love that place, man.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about Chile over here. They have the biggest pool in the world over there.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and they got the best wine too.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
How about the females?
Yeah, we're known for our wines.
Miami all day. Miami females.
That's what's up.
Hey, and that's not me trying to say some racist shit. That's the name of the wine, Gato Negro.
Yeah. Gato Negro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we heard it. We fuck with Gato Negro over here heavy. They have it in the stores.
That's at the dinner table for sure. You know what I'm saying? In Chile.
Yo, facts. With Sprite.
Yeah, that's right. Yo, getting back to the business side of things, management wise, have you found a good manager?
Nah, not yet, man. Usually everybody that's been doing business with me been speaking with me directly.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe...
I mean, sometimes it gets hectic, you know, sometimes it gets annoying, you know, because it'd be too much. I'd be forgetting sometimes, like, it'd be like... It's not that I just don't want to do it or I just, you know, oh, I'm just taking your money. I literally forget. So I think that's why a manager is there to remind you because, like, for example, yeah. I had a kid who said, yo, can you shout out my website? How much? I told him the price. He sent me the money, and I just did it today. I forgot. He kept DMing me like, bro, yo. I'm like, yo, who is this kid? I clicked on the message, and I read our old messages. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm supposed to do his drop. And I just sent it to him today.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, yeah, that's what a manager's for. That's part of one of the reasons. So you're open to new management. You're open to management, period, as long as they come correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts. And it has to be somebody I can trust.
Word. No, absolutely.
That's the hard part.
And I had a few already. I had a few people, you know, hit me. And, you know, just I don't really trust them, you know? So
yeah, that's the hard. I think that's the hardest thing to find somebody to rep you, man.
You know what a lot of people do is they get one manager and then they get another manager to watch that manager. So they both watch each other. That's really how they do it.
Facts. Next thing you know, you got 5 managers all watching each other.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all costing you money.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, but I
and you all got to pay them. You all got to, each one of them need a cut.
Yeah, for real. All right, good. So you heard it here. Mike Ruger is open to some good management as long as you're trustworthy and you come correct and you ain't taking a big percentage of his cut. You know what I mean? Good.
Yeah, somebody that could do my laundry with my robes.
make sure the robes stay nice and silky smooth and all that.
Facts. That's a plus.
Yo, who's your favorite battle rapper?
Well, not to be biased, but Shotgun Shug.
That sounds biased because you're from Jersey. So
and it's a homie. Fuck that. I do the same
shit.
I
would have to say
All right, so Shug number one. Shug number one, who else?
Not to be biased, but it'll be Shug, Surf second, and Arsenal third.
That's all bias. That's all. They're all from Jersey.
I do the same shit. Yeah. Who Trick Daddy, Luke, JT Money?
If I had to pick a top three, real quick right now,
yeah,
I'll put Murder Mook.
Okay.
Tay Rock. And Arsenal.
Okay, Arsenal. Arsenal's going to have a big rematch battle with Hollow the Don in March.
Oh, yeah, I'm in there. I'm on stage. I already got the okay to wear my robe.
No.
Nice. You got to get a spiffy one, like one with the initials on. The washer knit maybe embroidered on that bitch.
Definitely.
And your fucking at, your Instagram name or whatever on that shit.
My at name in the back of my robe.
That's right. Yo, that's going to be a crazy battle. Yeah, they haven't battled since... Fight Club.
Yeah, like 2007.
That was 11 years ago. Look at that.
I saw that one. So,
yeah. Hollow is
talk about he retiring. I knew damn well he was going to retire.
Who said that? Hollow?
Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal. Arsenal.
Yeah, because I was there and his last battle was going to be Loaded Lux.
Oh,
shit.
Mm. But after that, like a few months later, he's back.
Yeah, well, he has his league. I'm sure that's not an easy task either, the UW league. You know, that he does.
Facts.
You know, so I know it's not easy to run that and then write rhymes and then memorize three rounds. You know what I mean? So I don't blame him. He's doing a lot for the culture still, but.
No, he is. You could easily say Arsenal is a legend, bro.
Easily. You know.
Yeah.
Even he goes already put in that time. Work. Yeah, for sure. All right, so Arsenal. Who else you got? Who's up and coming that you know, like that's doing big?
J400 Block. Yeah. He's from North though. That's my nigga, but he's up there. He just had a battle with K-Shine, and you know, he's real good. That's somebody to definitely look out for. And also Chess. I'm a big fan of Chess.
Okay.
He's somebody that I've seen from the Trap House. It's an event, a battle league in New York. And I went with Suge. He had a battle out there. And one dude was just named Chess. And he was some little 17-year-old bodying niggas.
For real?
Next thing you know, he's on Smack killing niggas years later. So I'm happy to say that I saw him from the beginning. Like, yo, I'm a fan. Like, he could really have the crowd going.
That's what's up.
And he's super young. Now I think he's 20, 21 now. But at the time he was 17 when I saw him, I'm like, yo, this kid, he's dangerous.
Damn, so they got to get him on the card soon. On one of those.
He's been on Smack four times, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, K-Shine is the card. It's definitely that zip him up shit. Who won that battle?
Yeah, man. Shout out to K-Shine, even though he got mad at me one time at an event when I tried to do a joke with him.
What you did?
I was going to ask him if he watched the lit, and before I asked him, he said, don't record me. So I did it anyways. And then he grabbed my phone and tried to fight. He was supposed to be in that little compilation that you saw with Hollow.
Oh, okay. He wasn't with it,
though? It was that event. Nah, he wasn't with it. He didn't play that joking shit.
I mean...
But I'm going to do it again when I see him.
Yeah, fuck it. You got to. You know what? Shout out to Cortez, too, who's another Hispanic doing it big over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I fuck with him heavy, too. Yeah. Doing it big for the Latinos.
Yeah, gets mad respect over there. And he just dropped a new single, too. And
yeah, I fuck with Cortez. But whenever he battles in Jersey, it's hard because I'm on the Jersey side, but they're all black people. I'm like the only Spanish one. So when they battle him, it's all Spanish jokes. So I'm there laughing, but at the same time, that joke could be for me too. So I'm like, hold up.
So you're crying inside too.
Yeah, I'm crying low key. Like.
Yeah, oh, man, you know who hasn't been?
To Cortez.
Johnny Storm hasn't been around for a while. He used to do it big, too.
Yeah, I heard about him. Somebody else, too, that's Spanish that's doing is Uno Lavos. I'm a fan of Uno Lavos.
Yeah. He stayed with KOD a lot. But, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Well, okay. Yeah, I see your battle rap knowledge up there. I thought you was bullshitting at first.
Nah, I ain't bullshitting, man. I ain't bullshitting.
You don't look like you know battle rap. That's what's up, though.
All of it. I started with Head Ice was the one who got me into it. When Head Ice was popping, when he was doing all that shit, he battled Core, he battled he was destroying everybody. So that was around the time where I got into it.
He's pretty good for an old nigga.
Yeah, he's the KOD champion right now.
He got the chain.
You know what I mean? So
That's what it is, man.
That's good that you out there, you know, connecting with all them. How about Canada? You know anybody from Canada? Like Toronto?
Yeah, I did. I fucked with Sharon and Organic. I asked him if he was watching the lit. I just didn't put it in the video. We was chopping it up backstage. Him and Bishop Bagante.
Yeah, those are Drake's homeboys there.
Yeah, I remember. I seen. They did videos together when they were like when Drake was on the come up.
Yeah. They would play pool and Drake would bet his Breitling watch and shit.
Yeah, his watch. He showed me love. I was with the rope. They went to the UW event when Arsenal battled Lux. They were there backstage.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
So we was chopping it up a little bit.
Cool. That's what's up. Hey, acting. Would you do some acting? You think you're good at it?
Yeah, I think I am. Actually, I did a few for a few people for the music videos. And I did one documentary.
Which one? What documentary?
My big bro, Jawi. Shout out to Jawi from Jersey.
What was it about? Jersey clubs?
Nah, his is more serious. He does it because he bangs blood, so he does a lot of gang documentaries out there. And he usually does a lot. He's been doing documentaries for a while. And he usually goes to high schools and talks to the kids. And he asked me one time, look, I do a lot of documentaries that are real. but I never added a funny scene in it, and I want to try something different. So that's when he called me to come through, and I came through, you know, pulled up. It was like 50 niggas outside with all face tats.
Damn. And Pyru block?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I'm definitely getting robbed. Niggas are set up. But nah, they show love, and I got out the car, you know, went up to him, but you know, everybody respects him, so he gave, you know, he just said, I'm gonna take care of you, and that's what he did. We did the documentary, and they all show love. And it was all grilling me at first, because they didn't know who the fuck I was. I just showed up.
Right.
And the moment, y'all, we had a break during the documentary. And during that break, Jawi was like showing him who I was. And the moment they showed him that 7-Eleven skit where I got choked out at,
yeah.
Yo, they all started like laughing. They was dying laughing. They all was like, yo, that was you? And they all started showing love. And right there, it hit me. It's crazy. Like, when you make people laugh, they fuck with you even more.
Word.
Just being you, man. Like, you ain't gotta be.
Yeah, like the environment was totally different after they showed him that video. And I'm like, damn, because at first it was just grilling me quiet, you know, just grilling me, like, yeah, up and down, sizing me up. When Jawi showed him that video, it was like all love afterwards.
That's what's up, man. Yo, that's the magic. That's the magic of it.
He got a
good It is, yo, the power of laughter.
That's it. Yo, how many of those social media people you think are fake? Like, the dude who jumps on the vendors' tables, you think that shit is real? And the Bunke shit, do you think some of that shit is just orchestrated? Or what?
I mean, yeah, most of them are. Because, to be honest, a lot of people act scary when it comes to, like, public skits like that. You really got to be a crazy nigga like myself to do shit like that.
they said that.
So even me, sometimes I be telling my cameraman, yo, if shit get real, keep recording. But deep down, I ain't going to lie, I be low-key nervous. I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, but some of these, you can tell off the rip that they be planned out. But some are just too real that... But you can tell. I mean, as of personally, to say which one, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anybody. As of right now, everything I've seen from other people are real, like Bunk. You know, I can tell his are real because, you know, he got arrested for, like, I think two of them videos.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, most of them are real as fuck. But, you know, some could be just to set up to be funny, you know, which is okay. Yeah. You know, ain't no problem with that. Like, you know, but some, you can tell they real as hell. All
right.
Yo, he got a video that he posted not too long ago in 2017 in November. Mm-hmm. That it was like a car. This shit was gangsta as fuck, though, because it was a car crash, right? It came around. The dudes that were beating on the car, like some other people outside the car were beating on the car. Mm-hmm. And the dude in the car hit a car, hit the dudes, hit another car, and then hit some more people while they still beating on this car, pulling motherfuckers out the car. Did you record that, or was that like a repost or something? I don't know if you heard.
No, I think that was a repost.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that shit live.
Damn.
No,
just another day in Jersey or whatever. That was the caption.
Yeah, another day, another normal day, regular Tuesday afternoon in Jersey.
Yo, that was crazy, man. People were getting runned over by cars.
For real?
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, no, you can't fake that.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Nah, that was like a brawl and shit. Nah, people usually send me videos from Jersey, only from Jersey though, and I usually post stuff up that has to do with that. Somebody from Channel 12 News from New Jersey DM'd me too, like asking too many questions. I had to block them.
What were they asking? Yeah. Like trying to get fed information?
Yeah, the feds. Basically, you like, yo, what city was it in? Who were they? Did you know them? I said, bruh, I ain't no snitch. Right. And it was a white boy, so he wrote back, like, LOL. Okay, bro. I just blocked him.
Yeah. LOL, okay, bro. Yeah, that sounded like a fucking...
Yeah, no, I went on his page before I blocked him, and his bio said a writer for Channel 12 News. I'm like, yep, I'm blocking him.
Hell yeah, you gotta watch out, dog. You gotta watch out.
Yeah, man, I don't play that shit. Even if I didn't know shit, but even if I did, I wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
It's none of my business.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, hey, so as soon as you're able to, you know, make some connects down here, we're gonna rep you hard over here, too, in the Miami area.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, try to get you some hosting gigs over here too, and all that.
They kind of lead Battle League, man. I don't know if they've heard of one bottom out there.
Okay,
but
there's a Battle League down here too that you can fuck with that they're trying to start up over here.
Been going for like 2 years.
The clubs, you know what I mean? We're gonna do all that, man. So, you know, like I said, we'll have the red silk carpet out. Just bring the red rose with your initials. Yo, I heard you're into comedy too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You'll be going out to the Comedy Cellar and all that?
Yeah, I went to The Stand. New York.
Stan's a good one. Who's your favorite comic?
Yeah, but it was a bad experience because I sat in the front and he got on me.
And you didn't get him back? I'm sure you clapped back somehow.
Nah, man. I didn't expect that, man. It's too lit.
They caught you off guard.
He called me slacking. He called me slacking.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yo, every time I sit in the front in one of those shows, you got to notice something. As soon as the comic steps on stage, try to find something wrong with him, just in case. Just to have that shit. Damn,
bro. I know that. I'm definitely doing that for next time. He made me never want to go back.
Who was it? You remember the comic?
No, but he worked in Comedy Central, though. I forgot his name.
White boy? Black?
He was a tall black guy. He was bald.
Kyle Grooms.
I think it, I don't know. I forgot his name. But yeah, he got on me real quick.
It's all good.
Because before that, I did one of those side Chinese pictures where they draw you when you're sitting in the chair.
Yeah, characters.
So he flipped. Yeah, he was like, what's this, bro? He flipped it over and then just started getting on me.
That's funny. You was asking for it on that one, though. You left that shit on the table.
Yeah, I should have put that shit like in the back seat or something.
Yeah. Yo, who's your favorite comics?
Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Shit. Ross.
Who's your favorite comics from, like, who's on the come up? Who you see at the Stand or the Comedy Cellar or whatever?
I'll have to say my boy Darius DK.
Okay. He's been at it for a little bit, or he's new to the game?
Nah, he's been at it. His Instagram is Darius_DK. He's up there. He has like about 200,000 followers. Oh, he's been doing it for a minute.
I'm sure I recognize him by face. Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Hey, it was a real pleasure having you on the podcast, man.
Yo, appreciate you having me, bro.
Yeah, anytime, dog. Anytime. We're going to link up. We're going to chop it up a little more and see how we can get some bread or whatever. You know what I mean? Link up.
Yeah, I'm with it. Yeah. Just let me know and I'm out there. Yeah, it's like a 3-hour flight, right?
That ain't nothing, man. That's, you know, that ain't nothing.
Word, that's like a nap.
That is a nap. That's a quick movie and a shit, and you're here.
And when you champ a black and mild, that's about it.
That's it. You know what I mean?
A movie, a shit, and champ a black.
You might have to come on Spirit, but, you know, fuck it. Spirit Airlines, bro. Whatever.
I'm with it.
All right, dog. Hey, where could they find you? Plugs.
I mean, I'll be on Instagram at Mike Ruga. Every other social media is the same, at Mike Ruga. My Twitter, okay. My High Five.
Okay.
You know, my blackpeoplemeet.com.
Damn. They all the same. your ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah, ChristianMingle, but they banned me, so I can't go on there.
Damn,
no more.
They banned you. Yo, business inquiries, email and all that, or you just go straight off of DMs?
Nah, it's in the email in my bio on Instagram.
All right. Okay. All right. Shout it out one time real quick. The email.
At Mike Ruga. At Mike one Ruga. Word.
Okay. Gmail, though? What's your email?
Mike Ruga, the initials of New Jersey, NJ@gmail.com.
That's what's up, dog.
Don't try to hack my shit.
Nah. All right, dog. Hey, appreciate it, big dog. Kayla's over here.
You already know the shit, my nigga.
You know what I mean? Stay up, and we're gonna holler at you real soon.
Likewise, bro. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, dog. Later.
I won.
What? Yo.
Washed or lit. That was a lit interview right there. Thanks to Mike Ruga. Thanks for asking some tough hitting questions, guys.
I mean, you did all the talking, so.
Jesus, guys. Yeah, right. Welcome to the fucking club. No, thank you. That was a good one. Thanks for bringing him on. That's my cousin Kayla's connect, you know, from her bottle service and, you know,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, man, I'm at the club.
That's right. We're going to get Yo Gotti in here soon. <'cause he's>
Is that who we need to talk to, the bottle girls?
Yeah. Facts. Hey, I'm going to talk like Ruga now. Facts.
Yo, that's a cool dude, man. I give him mad props, bro. I went on his Instagram page, and all I seen was nothing but videos. I ain't see one picture, though. Like, scroll through his old shit. It's all videos. And what he said was dope about using that 1 minute that Instagram give you. And that's real. That's things real. That we need to, you know what I'm saying, incorporate into our platform.
Definitely. Yeah. This podcast is called No One Gives a Shit. It's mainly, that's the premise of it, because, you know, we do this to come together and to, you know, riff and talk shit and shoot the shit and all that, drink and hang out afterwards. But at the same time, since people are actually listening, like the YouTube has some few subscribers, We got like 600 minutes viewed already off of the 15 shows that we had so far. Yeah. So now that it's kind of getting steam behind it, it's time that we start taking the social media presence a little more seriously, which is what we had a meeting about before here. And we definitely could learn from Chicos like Mike Ruger. So shout out to him, and big shout out to my cousin for coming down. You know, she knows she's welcome here.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, so what else we got on the menu, JC? Well, I had like 20 things to talk about. I asked Mike everything I wanted to do.
He was talking about Kodak Black.
Yeah, we're talking about Kodak Black.
When it closed up, I think, like.
He's in jail again. Is that surprising anyone?
No. Nah, but you know, this is what I'm going to say is fucked up. You know what I'm saying, dog? He got two chances. He was out on two bond charges. You know what I'm saying? He just caught these other charges. He got like seven charges this time. Okay. Mm-hmm. That boy just fucked up his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Had it all going. You know what I'm saying? All the sponsorship, all the money. You know what I'm saying? Getting promotion, getting played on the radio, which is really hard to do in Florida.
Yeah.
And like, it's like he threw it away on some dumbass shit. Like, if you talking all that shit on the record and talking all that street nigga this, street nigga that, and you get caught on some dumbass shit like that, you is not a motherfucking 100, one certified. And I guess that's why them boys jumped on his ass, that the Zoes, you know what I'm saying? That they made a video too. I don't know if you seen that.
Well, yeah, well, you know, he's just got a little too cocky and a little too overconfident with his fame and money.
Two times.
He turned Hollywood.
Yeah, well,
he's not the only one who acts like that, though. His brother and all his brothers act like that.
Like, I don't want to see that shit from us Florida rappers, real talk. I want to see some smarter motherfuckers that.
Yeah, because you guys got like Lil Pump.
Oh, fuck you, we got Trick Daddy, we got JT Money. Please, I'm so sorry.
But the real thing is it's the people that he's hanging around with, like his brothers and his friends and all of them.
Hold on. They're not
making smart decisions like for Kodak. So like really Kodak lets like almost anybody like in his house. So like if you're a friend of like whatever, you know, John Wick's them, and like they invite you to the house.
I heard he's a nice
which
dude.
Is pretty normal because a lot of people go to Kodak's house. Like I have a lot of friends who go there, and like they just go there, whatever. If Kodak's there, if he's not there, like it doesn't matter.
What's his brother's name? Polaroid White?
Nah, John. There's John Wick's. There's Pito. He has a lot of brothers.
And you did a music video for them.
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
John Wick's and Honcho Savage. Honcho's not like a brother or anything, but he'd like. He
family.
Just
would
so associate did, with, like, did, Sniper Gang and stuff.
You did music videos for them?
Yeah.
Your cat is a camera person, just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So which songs did you do for them? Do you remember?
Oh, I mean, nothing big. Like, for John Wick's, we did this music video, like, Pinnacle. And then, like, one time they invited me, to the studio in Miami. And, like, I shot for them over there.
Okay.
But nothing, like, specific.
Do they pay good?
I mean, I did it. Like,
what's someone answers?
The first time that I did the music video for them, I didn't charge because it was kind of like, it was super exposure. Random. Right. Like, you know what I mean? It was like on the spot, 4 a.m. type of thing. So, like, I just did
random at 4 a.m. Where the fuck were you?
I ended up at 4. It's a long story. It's a long story because, like, there had been some talk going around, like, oh, yes, some like little white camera girl, whatever. And then, like, when John Wicks had finally met me and I was explaining it, he was kind of putting the pieces together, like, oh, this is the person. They're talking about. So then he was like, oh yeah, you want to make a music video? And I was like, sure, when? He's like, right now? It was like 1 a.m. at that point.
That's what's up.
So like, you know, whatever.
No, cool. But, and that's what you want to keep doing is music video or what else are you doing directing?
Anything really I can get my hands on.
Okay.
But back to the subject that we were talking about, though, I think it's the people who's around him that's not doing good for him, because like they were the ones rolling the blunts in the live stream. Shit, yeah. They had guns and stuff like that. Like if you know Kodak's like on probation and stuff.
Kill that shit.
If you know what I mean, like you shouldn't even be around in that house with marijuana, with guns, like with anything like that, because you're just.
I wouldn't be at any of my friends' house if that was the case, but yeah, as long as you don't live it.
Well,
you know?
You on probation though.
But also, I think he had a lot of beef with like a lot of Florida rappers because he made that statement. I don't know if you guys heard
that.
That
he's like the best and everyone
else. Yeah, he was like, oh, F all the Florida nigga, you know, whatever.
Right. Like they ain't help him get
gross.
I'm gonna say this on some real talk though. Like I look at like him, like Kodak Black, like he's the rapper. And somewhere down the line he felt like he was part of everything that everybody around him was doing.
In his defense, it must be hard to deal with that level of fame that young, because I know I used to rap too. If I would have got famous off at 20 years old, I'd be in jail right now too, to be honest. You know what I mean?
He was actually really famous when he was 18. That's when he started coming up.
Right, around here.
But actually, he was making music like when he was a kid.
Right. So in his defense, that. But now, you know, his song says they try to give him 8. Well, they're going to give him 8 now.
Now they're going to give him 20 now.
Yeah, he better believe in Jesus now. That's what I'm sure.
He ain't getting that next chance. To me, he pulled the Tupac card. He was like, yo, look, there's a lot of people that look up to me, so give me another chance to get out.
But that only works once, not three times.
Three times. Yeah, exactly.
He got caught.
Fucked up.
But him,
even with the child abuse charges or whatever that he's getting for his kid. That's
bullshit, man, but whatever.
Well, even on that, if you just go on his Instagram and look, like, you could tell that the kid is not being raised right, like, whatever, because there's, I see posts of the kid cursing, there's a post of
that's not
the kid
though,
the kid got a hold of the golf cart. The kid got a hold of the golf cart. Nobody,
I used to do that.
No, did a drive by?
I used to do that shit.
With a gun?
he drove a golf cart basically into the front of the house, hit the tree, and the tree like fell over, but the tree could have fallen like on the golf cart and hit or hurt the kid or something.
I hear you. It's traditional.
And nobody was paying attention.
Another thing about that, because I used to see Kodak?
No, his kid.
Oh,
probably like 10 years old, I think.
Oh, no, man, no. He's like 2 or 3.
Oh. Three? And they're driving a golf cart?
Yeah, well, he's with those boys. That's awesome. They're on motorbikes. What type of 2 year old is this?
I heard 7 or 10. But either way, I hear what you're saying about that, about not raising them right. But the thing is that's what they're really used to. And now they have a shitload of money.
Hell yeah. He's a kid himself.
It's very hard to change into having money type of mentality, you know, but it'll happen.
Especially
it'll
for
happen.
These people, they grew up in the projects. Yeah, you know, like, and now you said, now they have money. It. They're like, oh, whatever.
Damn right.
Look at going back to Chief Keef and Fredo and them. Like, they're the same way. They used to. They bought big ass houses in the suburbs of Chicago and raised all type of hell. But you know, give them 10 years with money and they
grow
calm
up.
Down. Yeah. They calm down. They see what's up. Yeah. Look at Young Thug. Look at Waka Flocka, who influenced all of them.
Yo, the
and Waka has a goddamn
paid and they chilling.
Waka has two Shih Tzus, walking two Shih Tzus and shit. Yeah. You know,
have you seen 2 Chainz?
He's a vegetarian now.
Well, what I noticed with Kodak is that, like, he kind of fluctuated. At first, when he got the money, he was, like, kind of humble about it. Yeah. And then, like, even at first, like, the house that he has is not his house. It's his mom's house. And he would tell everybody, like, oh, you know, this is not my house. It's my mom's crib. I just live in it.
Right.
And he'd be really humble about it. Like, anybody.
Pay for his old girl. That's
But then, like, after a certain point, he started getting all Hollywood. Then, like, he cut his hair. Remember when he cut his hair?
Where Kodak fucked it up for me was when he went into the Breakfast Club with the fucking ski mask on his face. So I was like, man, that's some clown ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when he cut his hair, he was saying like his wicks and stuff kind of were like taking control of him.
Oh,
like,
I heard that.
His ego and
his
stuff
wick?
Like that. So
well, his food stamps?
His yeah. wicks, yeah.
I call
his,
bullshit
his hair,
on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I thought you meant his food stamps, EBT. his government cheese and shit. Which he probably still eats with his rich ass. I need my government cheese. Jesus,
that's please. That's why he says all that cheese, no, not government. That's why he said that.
Yo, anyways, we hope he gets free soon. Him and Meek Mills and Bobby Shmurda, you know, all these young boys. Yeah, Polaroid
John
White
is
too.
In there, yeah.
Get him out there.
And Jack Boy.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but sure, free him. Even though they probably did all that shit they were, you know, convicted of. But what else we got, JC? Where's JC on the menu? JC's just
talking to Monique, man.
Oh, Monique, real quick, because we're running out of time here. Monique wants a $20 million check from Netflix to shoot her special. We heard her on Sirius Satellite Radio with DJ Who Kid on his show. She busted the rawest freestyle, funny as hell.
Okay.
I say give the woman her money. She's put in her time. She's put in her. Her talent, she's proven herself time and time again. And even though, you know, she just, hey, baby, my chicken, baby. Right, even though she's always like that, you know, give her fucking $20 million. You gave Schumer, she's funny too, but.
No, Schumer, okay. Dave Chappelle and other buddy that was up there, who was it? It was Chris Rock, right?
They
got the $20 million.
It was
them two. Right, they got $20 million. I understand them motherfuckers getting $20 million. Amy Schumer? No, I don't understand that. Because she's not
funny. She does.
Funny
she's though. Hollywood. She's Hollywood. She's but Hollywood. She's
made
the
movies.
Yeah.
She's done. Yeah, exactly.
I think she's good at that's, movies.
Right.
Yeah. She's good at movies.
But that's more what Nico was talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I think what she's mixing is that it's current to like what she's done in the past couple, 5 years?
I say give it to her. Yeah, so Monique, $20 million for a Netflix stand-up special. Yay or nay?
Million, not 500,000.
No, $20 million. You know, around there.
A million plus. Yeah.
Nay?
Nay.
Nay from JC.
Yeah,
your name.
I say like a million.
Yeah.
A million? Yeah.
Or plus. You know what I'm saying?
Cat.
I think they should give it to her.
If they're giving it to Amy Schumer, you know, because Monique's done movies. She's got a talk show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She hosts shows.
How much millions?
Whatever Amy Schumer got.
What did she get?
I don't know. I think she got.
Oh yeah, whatever. If Amy Schumer got it, then yeah, Monique.
Did
it,
Monique somebody backed her up on it though? Didn't Amy try to back her up on it and say she should get it?
I don't know. I'm not jumping on Amy for it. This is the problem when you tell
Amy. Somebody did back her up though.
This is why you don't tell your salary at the workplace because everyone feels, oh, so and so got it. I want it too. This is why all this shit always remains anonymous usually. But yeah, I say yay. Give it to Monique. She's a very funny person. What do we got next on the?
The Versace show.
Oh yeah, me and Kayla saw this last night. It was
dope.
Really good. Yeah. It was shot so beautifully that it almost I could watch the guys kissing scene. You know, like
without cringing.
It was
right,
nice.
Without cringing. I actually was like, man, this is beautiful.
Like, yeah, like I get sidetracked. I go on my phone often, like watching TV. But for this show, my mouth was open the whole time. I was like, wow.
It was
like,
shot really good. They made Miami. They brought 97 Miami back. Yeah. Oh my God. They shot it really beautifully.
I got to see that. I remember 97 South Beach.
It's
you know
dope.
There was one thing that I noticed, only because I'm a film student.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have those golf carts that they pick people up on the beach. You know, the ones with the music.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In one scene, you could see one in the back driving by. In one scene.
Like it was
you know what's funny, though? My boy started that, in Bayside. It was a dude that started in the beach, and he started the monkey shuttle. And it was in like around downtown.
Oh, is that the one with the music?
Did he start
it? Pick you up. Yeah, exactly.
Did he start it in Memorial Day weekend?
And you do it for tips. Yeah, around those times.
Yeah,
around those
that's
times.
Why
but
he
was
made the monkey
years,
shuttle?
Though.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Hey, he sold it. He made his bread, dog. He chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, that it was pretty smart.
Good. Ryan, what's the guy's name, the director? Rex Ryan?
No, Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy, right.
Yes.
From American Horror Story, this guy's can do no wrong. This guy's the golden geese right now when it comes to TV shows. Yeah. And I can see why from watching this. I am hooked on it, the Versace one.
Okay.
Very well shot. All the actors did really good, and yes, recommend that. What else we got on the menu, JC?
Offset apologizes to homosexuals.
Oh, okay, yeah, like Chico should apologize
to
homosexuals.
He just did it wrong.
Offset from the Migos set a bar saying that he doesn't vibe with queers, but then he's so big now that you know he had to make an apology.
Y'all would have been like it was a raw bar and that's it. Eat it,
Chico. Well, we're gonna progress you a little bit, man. You gotta get progressive as we go along.
Y'all cool with it, but like I also believe in people like being able to express their views. You know what I'm saying? And if they ain't cool with it, they ain't cool with it. Just like a lot of people ain't cool with the way I am. Or you know what I'm saying?
So should Offset have made an apology video, or should he have not set the bar, that even though he's a gangster rapper?
No, he shouldn't have made the apology. You said it. You said it, and that's it. You meant it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was, I think just to be safe, it was good he said the apology.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just because, like, whatever. And then he tried to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, look it up on the dictionary. This is my definition that I saw, and I try to rhyme it with this word, this word, and that
I call
word.
Bullshit
like, that's what he tried
that.
To say. It might be bullshit, but, like, it might make some people feel better. And,
damage
and
control.
He also says something that he has a lot of gay friends that are in fashion.
It might keep some of his contracts alive. That's what really
is.
And
that's
yeah,
you know
that's
what I
truth.
Mean? It's a look. Of course, if you really don't give a fuck what anybody has to say, like, you don't owe anybody an apology, but I think being a big star like that, you got
so
yay,
yay, he did good.
Yeah, I think he did. I mean,
the first song they blew off of was Versace. Was named Versace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Named that. Everything they wear is made by a gay person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta. Please, I don't want to do any bleepings now.
Look, motherfucker, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I say that shit all the time. So it's like, it's going to ride. All
right, okay.
It doesn't mean disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Damn, people
don't
will understand.
Don't worry, everybody. We're gonna progress Chico as we go along. Don't worry. In a year, Chico's going to be Gucci down or so in a suit. Watch, in a business suit. Yes, I think the homosexual.
It's too hot in Miami. Hey, I would, but it's too hot in Miami.
You
won't
catch Chico without
a pair
of shorts.
Right.
Or a pair of grills. I feel like being in my tank top right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel even in the business suit, you still have your grills on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right. What else we got on the menu? One more time. Let's
New
get
Jersey
one more in.
Legalizing trees, man. What's going on with that?
What?
The actual
cranberry
diet.
True that.
Okay. All right. So we'll end it off. We'll dedicate this show to the, what's her name? Can you look up her name real quick? Dolores something from the Cranberries. Lead singer of the Cranberries, which I used to like all the alternative 90s rock. Like the Cranberries.
Yeah, I like alternative
zombies.
Rock, period.
Yeah, she died. We don't know of what yet, but you know, that's very sad.
Maybe and cranberries.
Maybe lean.
maybe cranberry flavored
lean. Kayla with the joke of the day.
For real.
Lean and cranberry
lean
juice.
And cranberry.
This is a perfect time for a soundboard.
Awesome.
Dolores
Oriordé?
That's a hard
idea. Okay, well, we'll dedicate this show to her. Much respect to her. She was a very talented individual, great singer. I put her in the realm of, you know, Alanis Morissette and Shania Twain and all them. Real strong women who sang about real stuff, shit. You know. Mm-hmm. Not just, whoa, TikTok making plan. Like, fuck that. Yeah. You know, this shit was real. And, you know, rest in peace to Dolores and rest in peace to Fredo Santana.
R.I.P.
Fredo.
This one's for you guys.
I'm smart.
Take a drink.
Fredo. I'm smart. Y'all don't know that reference, do you? Godfather? Godfather? Fredo the brother? Anyways, bum.
No.
As usual, plugs. You can find us at No Gas Podcast, No Gas_podcast on IG and Twitter, and soon Snapchat. Which Marvin's going to be running with his yawning ass back there. Fucking no yawning on my set, Marvin. How many times are I going to tell you? Kayla, where could they find you at?
Kayla Gaga 7123 on the gram. And on Snapchat, too.
That's right. And if you're in Jersey, bottle service, go with her at Club
Envy and Elizabeth.
That's right. And don't be envying when you see her either, because she's...
Envy us.
And tip her good.
That's right.
Tip her good.
Kat.
Oh, you can find me at CT Visuals on Instagram.
Music videos and all that.
I don't let people get my Snapchat because that's too personal.
Is it? Oh, my God. How personal could Bunny
use
be?
I mean, like, but, like, everyday life, you know what I mean? There's a difference between Instagram and, like, everyday life.
I'm feeling really talented.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
I'm not one of those people to do that.
I agree, because I put my daughter on Snapchat.
Yeah, and, like, I think Snapchat's definitely different from Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, okay, all right.
Whatever.
More,
like, your daily.
But more personal? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Chico.
No, not like personal.
Chico at Dirty Day Chico. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. That's where I'm most active. And
that's right. And soon to be an extra on the Versace show as one of the club goers that Versace goes to. You're going
to
get that joke.
The very uncomfortable one.
You have to see that scene.
I'm out of here, y'all. I ain't fucking with this. At the line. You see me gone at the line.
You're going to see Chico with a raw-ass meat face. Yo, it's real. Every gay club and shows, they always make the guys shirtless and, like, with some weird collars. Weird shit. But anyways, once again, thanks to everybody. Tapia, Marvin, JC, Danny Boy. Find us on No Gas Podcast. Like our shit. Subscribe.
Definitely.
And no one gives a shit, but you should, motherfucker. Mike Ruga, shout out to him too. We out. Peace.
Yo.
Sometimes I go about in pity for myself. And all the while, a great wind carries me across the sky. Ojibwe say. Indians, right?
Things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, she say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me.